From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Brand. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Housing Authority is considering Rental Assistance Demonstration, or RAD, a program of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The seven-year-old federal program gives housing authorities additional financing options, among other things, providing a way to rehabilitate and/or repair housing units. The Hudson Housing Council approved the RAD conversion for Bliss Towers in November. Catskill Housing Authority Chairman Sam Aldi said, and I quote, "We are going through historic changes. This has never been done before," end quote. Aldi said the Catskill Housing Authority Board is currently in the educational phase of discussing the RAD and provided informational packages to tenants at its last meeting. CHA Interim Executive Director Tim Matisse denied the authority has any intention of privatizing. Matisse said, and I quote, "We are looking to maintain and control our public housing authority assets," end quote. The Housing Authority Board is also undergoing some personnel changes. Board members Kimberly Jones Holt and Louise Schwartz have resigned. Two people have put their names forward for consideration, but Aldi declined to identify them until they are officially appointed. He said, and I quote, "I think we have some really good candidates," end quote. Village President Vincent Seeley said the Village Board will vote on the Jones, Holt, and Schwartz replacements January 11th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting legislation intended to protect the New York livestock industry from the Asian longhorn tick has been signed into law. The measure was sponsored by Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat of Hudson, and State Senator Jennifer Metzger, Democrat of Rosedale. The law directs the Department of Environmental Conservation to include the Asian longhorn tick on the invasive species list and on the DEC's Comprehensive Plan for Invasive Species Management. It also calls for the Department of Agriculture and Markets to develop and distribute to farmers an informational pamphlet on Asian longhorn tick treatment, management, and prevention. The East Asian longhorn tick was first reported in the United States in 2017, and it is the first new invasive tick species to enter the country in 50 years. It is currently found in seven states, including parts of New York. As of August 2019, there were no reported instances of longhorn tick being harmful to humans, but it can transmit diseases to livestock, and the tick has also been found on people, pets, and wildlife. In Asia, the species carries a virus that kills 15% of victims through hemorrhaging, organ failure, and blood loss. The female of the species can reproduce without mating, laying thousands of eggs after a single feed. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. James Allen is reporting for the Times Union. Ichabod Crane athletes were named to the Times Union High School All-Star teams this season. Forward Logan Grote Sr. and midfielder Edgar Gomez Jr. were named to the first team for small school boys soccer. Grote scored a team-high 24 goals, the last of which came in a narrow loss to Charlottesville in the Section 2 Class B final. Grote also landed a spot on the Colonial Council's first team and contributed 7 assists. Gomez was named the Colonial Council's most valuable player, scoring 17 goals and adding 9 assists for the Riders. Tight end Hayden Brockman Sr. was named to the Times Union Small School Football Team. 4-year starter and 3-year captain of the Riders, Brockman was the Class B Rhineford first team selection for the third consecutive year, this time at defensive end. He played several positions this season for Ichabod Crane, and sophomore Elise Brennan was named to the girls' tennis second team in the singles category. Reprinted story in the Columbia paper. Casey Seeler is reporting for Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo intends to bring together a panel of experts to, and I quote, "re-examine and rethink strategies to bring high-speed rail to New York," end quote. Cuomo announced the latest preview of his upcoming State of the State address December 26. The announcement said the governor would, and I quote, take a panel of engineers to re-examine past high-speed rail plans, question and rethink every assumption and method, and recommend a new plan for how to build faster, greener, more reliable high-speed rail in New York, end quote. Cuomo took issue with those who say high-speed rail technology is, and I quote, too expensive, too difficult, and takes too long, end quote. The existing Empire Corridor, the rail lines connecting New York City, Albany, and Buffalo, has been criticized as in significant need of infrastructure upgrades. The numerous high-speed rail proposals previously failed due largely to cost and the time needed for construction. Cuomo has rolled out more than a dozen agenda items ahead of his State of the State address. The annual speech will take place at the Empire State Plaza Convention Center Wednesday, January 8th. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.